Arthur Lee is one of the most influential and least recognized pioneers in all of rock and roll. Before Prince, before Sly Stone, and before Jimi Hendrix, there was Arthur Lee, a brooding loner silhouetted against the orange skies of Hollywood during the psychedelic 60s.
Whoa, 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 my love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears.
When Jack presented to me Arthur Lee and Love's Orange Skies, it immediately put me in mind of War's All Day Music. War was one of my hero bands who had broken the bonds of cultural expectation. That is, black artists are placed here on Earth to sound black, while white artists are placed here on Earth to sound any way they want to. Members of this very influential, categorically idiom-transcending band give credit to Arthur Lee as an influence of theirs. How much so is a judgment best made after listening to both songs.
Sid makes a great point. Arthur Lee has influenced everyone from Liam Gallagher of Oasis to the funk band War. But just who is Arthur Lee is a question that people are still asking in 2004. Born in Memphis in 1945 and raised in the Crenshaw area of West Los Angeles, Arthur Lee, by the time he was 20, had formed a band and written and produced several surf music and rhythm and blues singles. Lee's tune My Diary was a regional hit in 1965. It was performed by Rosalie Brooks, an LA-based blues singer, and it also featured a struggling young guitarist named Jimi Hendrix. Lee hired Hendrix to do session work on My Diary, and the two became friends and remained friends for the rest of Hendrix's short life. Later in 1965, Lee had driven up to a club on the Sunset Strip to catch this hot new band called The Byrds, which featured Roger McGuinn and David Crosby. Lee was immediately smitten with the jangly folk rock sound of the Byrds, and he was already a fan of the British Invasion sound. In less than a month, he had fired most of his old R&B band and created a new group called Love. By early 1966, Lee had shrewdly picked a Burt Bacharach Hal David song from the 1965 hit movie What's New Pussycat. He recreated it as a proto-punk stomper. The song was called My Little Red Book, and it became Love's first chart hit, topping out at 52 on the Hot 100. It helped them to become the first interracial rock band to be signed by a major label, Elektra Asylum Records. I'm Jack Marchbanks.
And I'm Sidney Howard.
And now you know a bit more about Arthur Lee, an American rock and roll original.
They danced with me, and as I held it.